Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome and happy almost solstice and end of the year and any other holiday that you might be celebrating at this time. This is Deborah Leanne. It is time for Wednesday Wisdom Radio. And this is the theme that I'm running into right now, the dance of the opposites, the both and, the being with new and old. You know, as we end this year and embrace 2016, which is going to create tons of changes for us, including presidential elections and lots of new systems coming or old systems being renewed or old systems falling apart. And how can we manage all of this? For many of us, the amount of energy and media and shifting on our planet has been a bit overwhelming. The last 3 to 4 months have been unusually difficult for many sensitive souls. And for those of you who have been sailing along with no difficulty, good on you. I just happen to know a lot of people who are leaving behind old things, starting new things, going through the discomfort of growth and change, embracing the new upgrades to our system and wondering what to do with all the old stuff. It's almost like when you move into a new house, right? How we look and see all of the things that we moved in, does it even fit? Very few of the art pieces I had in my old house fit in my new house. Even the rugs had a hard time finding space for them. I had to rearrange living areas and get rid of furniture or find what I really wanted to keep, because this house is a bit smaller, and with the way the windows and the woodwork is, it was hard to fit much of my old stuff in here, which is fine because this house has its own energy. It's a new upgrade for me. And it's difficult to just let go of something that's been with us for a long time. Many of us are carrying around things that aren't even from this lifetime. They were things that were handed over to us when our mothers were pregnant with us, or culturally passed on through our lineage, or a variety of old patterns and ways of being and energetic systems that just are not fitting well in our system. So to be fully present and to do a little digging, I would love for you to come on a bit of a journey with me. This is the only way I know to get tapped into our full power and wisdom. And that is to be in this divine moment of now. If you can stop doing anything else, the multitasking that is constantly calling us, the distractions that make it so much easier than actually being with this moment, well, we think it makes it easier, and we numb out that way. And how can we just breathe into our backs, our hips, down into our legs, feeling our feet become very heavy and allowing that lovely connection to Mother Earth just to happen naturally. Allow that gravity to do its thing and pull us downward and allow that just beautiful holding that, I don't know about you, but it feels so good to my system to feel like I am being held. just turn on that energy exchange and let it run its course. Our feet are very symbolic of not only what carries our weight and moves us through our life, but also our where we can detox so easily through essential oils and salt baths and massaging of our feet, right? So just open up the bottoms of our feet and allow them to totally absorb this beautiful energy that's coming upward. The second piece to this is always to breathe deeply into our bellies, turning on that beautiful power center of ours, that light in our home, our womb space, our power center, our second chakra, and just allow that light to that fire, that crystal to just turn on. And as we feel into that tuning in and turning on process, we might actually feel a tingle. We might actually feel the pleasure of our sensual body. Sensual, meaning feeling all of our senses. It doesn't have to have that negative connotation that so much of our society has put around our sensuality and our sexuality. So just allow that sensation to be, to turn itself on and to amplify through our lower hips and lower abdomen area in our pelvic floor. And when that light is fully turned on, it actually is able to light up all of our spinning energy centers, all of our chakras, all the way up. And we'll just allow that beautiful silvery energy from Mother Earth to mix with our flame of our power center and to continue to light up and energize our system. And then calling back all of our awareness, all of our power, all of our heart and soul and energy that we have shattered and distractedly sent to all kinds of projects and people and calendar items or past conversations or issues we're trying to come up with solutions for. And we're just going to say, you know what? I'm calling you all back now. I want you in me now. This mindfulness is actually filling us back up within ourselves. Breathing that in easily, we welcome those pieces and parts back. And then the final stage is to just open up our connection and plug in to our unique, brilliant, divine source. Yours could look like moonlight or starlight or sunlight or godlight or heartlight or love light or whatever you would like to call it, angelic, that whatever that connection is that totally has us at any time. As we plug in literally to get charged up with this essence, it just showers down inside and outside of this beautiful physical temple that we walk around in, and it just cleanses and calms and feels lovely, and it can rinse away the worries and the stresses if we just breathe into that. So we'll allow the physical energetic system of Mother Earth and gravity to come up through us. We'll allow the divine energy to come down through us. And we'll allow our third inner piece, the unique brilliance of our light, to shine. And from here, we can actually feel that we are all one. We're all of it. We are the both and. We are all the craziness and all the splintered parts, and we're also completely whole and holy. From this place of strength, and if any of you have worked with me for any while, you know I'm a big strengths-based problem-solving and leadership kind of person. From this, we can go forward and see things with a holistic sense, a holistic and holy, divinely inspired ability to be in the moment where all is well. And we don't need to fix. We don't need to change. We don't need to seek outside of ourselves, because we are all here, all together. A few weeks back, after attending a weekend with some of my soul sisters from my energy school, magic school, we got the beautiful message from our teacher around to be together in the way we so looked forward to be physically with these amazing beings that we'd gotten to know through many months of practice and telephone calls and sessions together, whose inside essence and energy systems we got to know and play with and play in. And when we were all together physically, we still had our stuff. We still had our insecurities at play. We still had, oh, she might be more magical or more talented or more amazing than me stuff. So when we were in ceremony, it was so amazing that we learned to go inward, to get the her within, to get her, so that we could be together. And I love that message. And very often we run from and hide from the pieces of ourselves that don't look pretty, that we don't want to show the world. And I think it's really funny, because if you know anyone, you also know that they aren't perfect. If you really know them, you absolutely love them even in the middle of all of their messiness. That is what intimacy and what love is all about. Yet we don't resort to that same principle when it comes to ourselves. Our small self wants to rip ourselves apart and only look at the stuff we like and not the other pieces so much. Our small self only sees things in parts and in black and white and in wanting to only deal with the pieces that are easy. Our highest self, the S, capital S self, that is the most amazing self, because that is our God self. That is our truest essence. And that self is full, whole, complete, and one. One with our divine and physical self. The way we chose to live in this life, in this time and space 3D reality, limits our ability to see how the divine and the unseen falls into place. We can't see the feeling of dance when we're feeling it in our body. We can see it in another, but when we are called to dance or move within to music, or to create a beautiful piece of art or music, or to write words that bring tears to people's eyes and speak to so many, that is the divine coming through us in our willingness to sit still and allow it to be. We're often forcing that, and the way our work world has shown up, that's what it looks like. You go to work 8 to 5, and you are forced to do something. However, what if we came into that day, every day, in a whole new inspired and connected way, that we came in filled with ourselves, our essence, our love, our magic, and let that flow through us? How different would our day be? How different would it be if we thought, this is my way to exchange with life. This is my way to be me, which is the purpose we each have in our life, is to be ourselves. And just allow the magic, the holy and whole of ourselves to show up in a way that really made a difference, in a way that really showed others who we are, all of us, all parts of us, all of our light and dark and shadows and brilliance and all of it. And by showing up in this truly beautiful, authentic, which is a big word, and I really wonder how much people are really being authentic when they say they're being authentic, but our authentic and vulnerable and messy selves, that gives others the permission to be in their fullness, their brilliance, their messiness, their creative sparks of brilliance, right? When we come in looking for something from others, looking outside of ourselves all the time, it puts people at a discomfort. It puts people at needing to protect themselves kind of energy, and that doesn't create connection, not true connection. We just get to live in our wounded spaces even more when we're coming from that place of covering up and hiding and protecting. What if we could heal all of those wounded spaces within and with each other by just coming from our love source? What if we could resource ourselves through this connection to the divine and Gaia energy and allow what is our unique bandwidth or energy vibration to just flow from us and create more harmony in the world that way? I wonder what the world would be like, the marrying of all of these opposites, the light and the dark, the gold and the silver, the masculine, the feminine, the sun and the moon. Ah, and that is my vision for 2016, is to play with the energies within me in such a way that my silver and gold dance together. My masculine and feminine make love to each other. My own creative spark flows from me by me being in me. And just go around shining with love and light and see what happens. I mean, I wonder if I stopped creating all kinds of commitments and goals and intentions and this is what I want it to look like. Yes, I can have some general dreams, and I don't mean to not dream and not have big desires, which I think is magic in itself. Yet, sometimes we push things to try to make things happen versus having a dream of something we want to create or a vision, and then we just allow every day, what inspired action or activity, or how do I need to be to get to that space, to create that in our life, on our planet? And following Elizabeth Gilbert's big magic theme of our genius actually being a part of us that might be outside. These inspired ideas, how often have they happened? Have they come up and bubbled up through us? We have not taken action. And someone else then across the country or across the globe all of a sudden does that. They're using our words almost to a T. And they create that thing, that idea, that concept becomes real because it was the seed just kept blowing until it found a fertile ground to be planted in and become manifest. So that's what I'm creating this year, is the compost, the fertile ground, the beautiful dance of being and doing, the listening, inspired action that will arise in my stillness every day. I love when those moments happen to say, you know who's a good person to call today? Maybe it's time to connect with so-and-so again. Or what about that whole concept of conscious connections that you wanted to create, those circles for women in business to meet and have conscious connections where they create their commitments for the year in a balanced and strengths-based way? What if working with leadership circles, power circles, women's circles, what if all of these things that want to come through me, I can't do them all. So by listening and learning, what is the one thing that wants to become manifest in me, and how do I take action on that today? We will get the guidance to go where we want to go. It works every time. And interestingly, a lot of times it's my womb space that speaks to me. It's that inner flame, that beautiful bowl filled of liquid fire, that as it circles around when I move my hips, it lights up the next step. You know what? I have not felt lost at all this year. What I have felt is confused, and that's because I was in my head. As soon as I drop down, there's a sense of peace and calm, and all is well. That is just plain heaven. Heaven right here on earth. As we go through the next few weeks of the year, I would ask that we all look at what can we celebrate that we learned, how can we assimilate the lessons, how can we learn from the painful parts of 2015, and ask from all of that as it burns away from those ashes, what am I uniquely qualified to birth on this planet, in this community, in my family, in this organization? And dance your way through to the answer. Go sit in the garden until you get an answer. Go just stare at the sky in meditation and just see what comes up. I'd be so curious to hear. I'm going to be offering vision walks for really learning about the essence of what your 2016 wants to look like, what the universe and your divine self and your highest self wants you to know. And if any of that sounds interesting to you in the first 3 months, or at any time actually, it's always good to get some clarity, connect with me at Deborah@DeborahLeanne.com. And, or any of the other ways on my Facebook or Twitter accounts. So this is the year of synergy for me. It was a word a few years back, but now it has a different meaning. And as my year of magic comes to close, that was my year for 2015, I can really see how synergy will be the guide of bringing all of my parts into one that makes an even more powerful one than I am. I'm not just a sum of all my parts. I'm actually a much more brilliant force to be reckoned with when I embrace them all. Take excellent care of yourself. This is an amazingly, integrated time where we get to be integrated and integrate all of these different pieces. Let them shuffle through you. Let what doesn't fit fall away and embrace the pieces that stay. And let's do something powerful next year. Okay? Take excellent care. I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.